弟兄姐妹好。
Good afternoon, dear brothers and sisters.
我们感谢神，让我们有机会每个礼拜能够在饼杯的面前能够纪念主。
We thank the Lord that every week we can remember the Lord in front of the communion.
因为我们在教会里面非常的担心。
Because in church we are very worried.
因为圣经里面说，神就是光，神也就是爱。
Because in the Bible it says that God is light and God is love.
因为我们担心什么呢？
What are we concerned about?
因为爱很容易就变成一个表面。
Because love, it's very easy for it to become superficial.
然后真理很容易就变成一些逻辑。
And truth can become logic.
你可以想象中，表面可以做得很热闹。
So you can imagine that on the surface, we can have a very, very warm and nice gathering.
逻辑呢，有时候很吸引人。
Logic attracts people very often.
但很可惜就是
But unfortunately,
那神都不在里面。
God is not in it.
那我们也知道。
We all know as well.
如果神没有与我们同在的话呢
？That if God is not with us,
那迟早这个爱就变成一些传统和仪式。
Then sooner or later, this love will become tradition and ceremony.
如果没有神的真理在我们当中的话
，If God's truth is not with us，
那迟早这都成了一些逻辑。
Then sooner or later, this will all become just logic。
所以我们在饼杯的面前
，So in front of the bread and the cup，
就是对我们自己也是个提醒。
It's also a reminder for us。
也不是我们能爱，那是神先爱了我们。
Not that we can love, but it is God who loved us first。
哦，这个真理呢，是从永远到永远。
This truth existed from eternity to eternity。
若没有主的启示在我们当中的话
，If there's no revelation from the Lord with us，
那我们也不过就是把一些道理变成逻辑，然后讲出来而已。
Then we're only talking about logic and talking about moral values.
所以每一次在饼杯的面前
，So every time when we come in front of the bread and the cup，
那提醒我们
，remind us，
那回到这个生命的里面
，that we can return into this life，
能够在这个生命的当中
，so that within this life，
有一个真实的连接
，that we can have a true connection，
好让他能够在我们的里面
，so that within us。
能够活出他自己来
，that he himself can be lived out，
因为这是神的家
，because this is God's house。
我们打开一段经文
，let's turn to the Bible，
约翰福音第三章
，the Gospel of John chapter 3。
我们从22节读到第31节
，let's read from verse 22 through 31。
我先念中文的一节，然后英文再重复同一节。
We'll read in Chinese first, and then English will repeat the same verse afterwards.
22节，这事以后，耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。
After this, Jesus and his disciples went out into Judean countryside, where he spent some time with them and baptized.
耶稣在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多。众人都去受洗。
Now John was also baptizing at Annon near Salim, because there was plenty of water, and people were constantly coming to be baptized.
那时约翰还没有下在监里。
This was before John was put in prison.
约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的理。
An argument developed between some of John's disciple and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing.
就来见约翰说拉比从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那位现在施洗众人都往他那里去了
They came to John and said to him Rabbi that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan the one you testified about well he's baptizing and everyone is going to him
约翰说若不是从天上赐的人就不能得什么
To this John repliedA man can receive only what is given him from heaven.
我曾说，我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。你们自己可以给我做见证。
You yourself can testify that I said, I am not the Christ, but am sent ahead of him.
娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着，听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。
The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is fully of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine and is now complete.
他必兴旺,
he must become greater. I must become less.
从天上来的是在万有之上, 从地上来的是属乎地, 他所说的也是属乎地, 从天上来的是在万有之上。
The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all.
25节和26节, 这里说, 约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的礼, 就来见约翰说, 拉比, 从前同你在约旦河外, 你所见证的那位, 现在施洗, 众人都往他那里去了。
Verse 25-26, it says that an argument developed between John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, well, he's baptizing, and everyone is going to him.
你看,25节讲, 约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的礼。
So verse 25 says that John's disciple was arguing with the Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing.
这里面是有很多可以讨论的地方。
There are many discussion points within this passage.
你看洁净了一次以后,过一段时间又需要洁净了。
So once you are cleansed, you need to be cleansed once more.
所以到底这个礼意义在哪里呢?
So what is the meaning and purpose of this ceremony?
那你可以从不同的角度把个人的观点表达出来。
So you can talk about your personal opinion from different perspectives.
但从26节我们就看见,
But from verse 26 you can see.
讨论来讨论去呢? 结果重点在哪里呢? 现在众人都往他那里去了。
After all the argument, where's the key point? The key point is that everyone is going to him.
就是你前面讲的是一个道理, 是有道理。
So before everything that you're talking about a rationale. There is a rationale in there.
但26节就看见了, 心里面想的是人多人少的事情。
But verse 26, you can see that in the heart they're thinking about whether there's many or less of people there.
所以你就看见我们很容易不留心的话呢，我们也很容易就慢慢就表面化了。
You can see that if we're not reminded of it, it's very easy to become superficial here.
对，讲的我们是可以从一些属灵的道理开始做一些讨论。
We can talk about the logic of the spiritual of spiritual things.
所以结果讨论来讨论去呢，到最后心里面想的就是人多人少的事情。
But after we talk about it and after all the discussion, all we think about is whether there's more or less people.
那约翰很宝贵。
So it's very precious of John.
他在这里提起呢，到底那个源头是在哪里？
That he talked about where is the source.
因为若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
Because if it's not from heaven, the men cannot gain anything.
所以到底是从天上来的呢，还是从人间来的？
So is this, did this come from heaven or did it come from earth?
所以约翰做的一个宝贵的见证呢，就是见证这是从上头来的。
So John spoke of a very precious testimony and talked about that this came from heaven.
当我们领会的从上头来的时候，
So when we receive something from the heaven,
就如同约翰在这里所说的，
It's the same as what John is talking about here.
我的地位呢，是新郎的朋友。
That my position is the friend of the bridegroom.
那我来这里呢，是分享新郎的喜乐。
And here, I am here to partake in the bridegroom's joy.
所以我听见新郎声音的时候，
So when I hear the voice of the bridegroom,
我就甚喜乐。
I am full of joy.
并且还加了一句， 故此我这喜乐满足了。
So, and now, the joy is mine and is now complete.
我们想到, 诗篇16篇有提起来。
When we think about Psalm 16,
因为他把生命的道指示我。
That he guided me to the way of life.
然后呢, 在他那里呢, 有满足的喜乐。
That in him, there is the satisfaction of joy.
在他右手中间呢, 有永远的福乐。
that on his right hand there's eternal blessing.
所以你看见了，如果我们只是讲一些道理，属灵里面一些讨论，越来越表面化的时候。
Sorry, it's eternal pleasure. So when we talk about spiritual things, when it becomes more and more on the surface,
我们就发觉呢，聚会是有。
We discover that we will have gatherings.
但喜乐呢，好像慢慢就少了。
But joy is decreased.
那个满足的喜乐呢，好像越来越遥远了。
That the joy of satisfaction,
a complete joy,
the complete joy.
因为神应许我们的就是那个满足的喜乐在我们的当中。
Because God promised us the complete joy.
所以当我们自己回想我们自己的时候，我们就能够看得出来。
So when we reflect upon ourselves, we can see it.
如果我们越聚会，好像越觉得喜乐越来越少。
If we gather more and more, but joy decreases.
那提醒我们呢？
It reminds us.
我们的身份到底在哪里？
What is our role and position?
因为有的时候我们以自己为中心的话呢？
Because sometimes if we become self-centered,
那忘记了我们不过就是新郎的朋友。
And that we've forgotten that we are just the friend of the bridegroom.
看见新郎是我们的中心。
That the bridegroom is the center.
听见新郎声音的时候。
That when we hear the voice of the bridegroom,
里面有喜乐。
That we have joy inside of us.
并且是甚喜乐。
And that it is great joy.
并且我这喜乐满足了。
And that joy, the joy is complete.
我们先看一个地方的经文，我们再继续。
Let's,
诗篇第119篇。
Let's look at another passage in Psalm 119.
96节。
Verse 96.
就是我们从另外一个角度来看。
So let's look at this from another perspective.
我看万事尽都有限，唯有你的命令极其宽广。
To all perfection, I see a limit, but your commands are boundless.
就是万事尽都有限。
Is that, that everything has a limit.
但是神的话呢，极其的宽广。
But God's words are boundless.
也许我们不知道，很难，我们都有一个永远的一个观念。
Maybe it's difficult for us to have the concept of eternity.
但是你进到那个永远的实际里面的时候呢？
But when you enter into the practical things of eternity,
那你里面会有喜乐。
You will have joy.
但问题就出在我们这里了。
But the problem comes from us.
我们常常追求的。
Many times what we pursue.
或者我们所羡慕的。
Or what we admire.
结果我们得到了以后呢？
But after we receive it,
那未必能够有喜乐。
It's not necessarily we will gain joy.
但是我们没有喜乐的时候呢，到底是应该追求呢，还是应该要悔改呢？
So when we do not have joy, is it that we need to pursue on further or we need to repent?
那世界里面就是叫我们继续的追求。
In the world, it tells us to continue on pursuing.
但很不幸的就是等你追求了，追求得到你盼望所有的。
But unfortunately, when you pursue and you've gained everything that you want,
你里面还是没有喜乐。
You still don't have joy.
等你就继续在追求。
And then you continue on pursuing.
等你到后来的时候呢，你就越来越发觉呢，喜乐就越来越少。
Until later, you will see that the joy is disappearing.
我们就看我们中间，就是看我们自己。
So look among us.
年纪越大的呢，越不喜乐。
For those of us who are older and older, the less and less joy you are, joyful you are.
那年纪越轻的呢，越喜乐。
The younger you are, the more joyful you are.
因为那年轻人也不必高兴。
So, for the young ones, you don't need to be too happy right now.
因为你喜乐呢，是因为你上当还上的少一点。
You are joyful is because you haven't been lied upon that much yet.
我们用普通的话来讲。
So let's talk in ordinary words.
我们都很羡慕人家长得很高。
We really admire people to be tall.
Yeah, 你看不用什么装饰就能够吸引人注意力。
You don't need to have much decoration and you can attract people's attention.
但是我们做这个国际航线的时候
，But when we sit on international flights，
做这个经济舱
，We sit in the coach class，
我们就好像弄在里面像个瞎子一样。
We're squeezed like a shrimp。
你看，我们如果去做衣服的时候
，When we go and tailor made our clothes，
花的材料也比较多。
The materials we will spend more on material。
结果，如果我们这一生成就比较少的话呢
？If we have less accomplishment，
你看，我们占了这么大的空间，结果成就这么少。
We stand in such a vast space， but our accomplishment so little。
就是。如果你很羡慕长得高，有一天你长高的时候呢，你也发觉很多很多的烦恼。
You admire being so tall, but after you grow taller, you will see that there are many problems with it.
在学校里面也是。
In same thing in school.
很快我们在课室里面我们就发觉。
In classes, in classrooms, we'll discover.
哎呀，竞争是很激烈的。
There's a lot of challenges.
如果我们一个班级三十个人
，There's a lot of competition. If we have so many people in our class,
如果这个考试里面呢，全班里面就你一个得 A,
if only you got an A in the class,
哎呀，你走起路来都不一样。
You will walk differently.
那你高兴一个礼拜。
You will be happy for a week.
如果这三十个人中间呢，二十几个都得 A。
If among these 30, 40 people, 20, all 20 got A's,
那你的高兴不过就是两三个钟头。
Then your joy will last for about 2-3 hours.
对，问题是，如果这么多人都得 A, 你得 B 的话。
But the problem is that if all of them got A's, but you got a B,
你很快就会自暴自弃，很不高兴。
You'll become self-discouraged and you'll be very unhappy.
所以在学校里面呢，你很快就发觉了。
So that in school you'll discover quickly.
你会有一些喜乐。
That you have some joy.
但都是一些短暂的喜乐。
But they're all temporary joy.
而你那些悲哀呢
？And all the miseries
都是长久的悲哀。
Will be everlasting.
所以摆在你面前就是努力呢，就是短暂的喜乐；不努力呢，就长久的悲哀。
So what's in front of you is that if you work hard, you'll have a temporary joy, but if you don't work hard, you'll have everlasting misery.
所以我们都碰到这个，对不对
？So we all face this, right?
所以我们都只好下功夫再努力。
So we must work hard.
当我们努力的时候呢，里面巧妙都跑出来了。
But when we work hard, something interesting comes out.
如果你在你班上第一名和第二名非常接近
，if on your in your class the first place person and the second place guy is very close in grades.
所以你比第二名只差0.01分领先他的话
，if you only have a 0.1 grade point average difference from the first place.
明天要大考
，tomorrow there's a big exam.
他今天感冒不能来
，and if he's sick today.
然后他请你呢把今天的讲义给他看看。
And he asked you to for the lecture notes today.
你会怎么样
？What would you do?
你可能把一些看不懂的讲义给他看。
You might give him something that it's hard to understand.
他越看感冒越重。
That the more he sees it, the worse the sickness will get.
你就能够知道了。
So you will see from here.
就是你得了 A.
That even though you receive an A.
在你里面呢，没有那种满足的喜乐。
But you don't have a complete joy inside of you.
因为你知道你里面有些巧妙跑出来了。
Because you know inside of you there's some cunningness that came out.
所以对着很多人来讲呢
，So to many people,
就是一直在这里努力，一直在这里努力。
They work hard and hard over and over again.
然后定一个目标
，And they set a goal.
那目标达到了以后呢，目标再高一点。
When they reach that goal, they will set even higher, just a little bit.
那一继续在努力。
And they work harder.
那达到了以后呢，再 set 高一点。
And then when you reach that, you set it even higher.
那你就会发觉呢。
Then you will discover.
这一生里面喜乐不多的了。
That in your life, you don't really have much joy.
但是压力很大。
But you have great pressure.
因为你达不到的时候呢，你里面一定觉得。Misery, 自暴自弃。
But if you cannot reach that goal, then you will become discouraged.
但是你如果达到的时候呢
？But when you reach it,
那有一点点的喜乐
，you have some joy.
所以我们在这个人生的里面
，so in our life,
几十年过去以后
，after decades pass by,
我们都觉得圣经讲的是对的。
We all feel that what it says in the Bible is true.
一生呢，里面充满的就是劳苦愁烦。
That there's misery and disappointment, difficulty in life.
那转眼成空，我们就如飞而去。
That it all vanishes within a blink of an eye, and we all perish away.
但我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
当神把神的话向我们开启的时候。
That when He opened up His words towards us.
那改变了我们这个人。
That He will change us.
我们今天如果第一天去工作上班的时候。
That if this is your first day on your job.
或者呢我们去学校或者去实验室第一天去的时候。
Or it's in school or you go into a laboratory. If this is your first day.
很多地方都搞不清楚。
You don't know a lot of things.
Men's room 或 women's room 都搞不清楚在哪里。
You don't know where the restrooms are.
那问人的时候都是好像怯生生的问人。
When you ask people, you ask them very carefully.
Awkwardly.
Awkwardly?
Yeah.
Okay, awkward.
就是你话都讲不清楚。
Yeah, you can't speak anything clearly. Yeah.
或者你去实验室，有些简单的器具你都找不到。
Or you couldn't find some very simple apparatus that you couldn't find it.
剪刀都找不到。
You couldn't find a scissor.
那有时候找不到剪刀，很多事都不能干了。
A lot of times, if you can't find a scissor, you can't do many things.
等你在那里久了以后。
But when you are there for a longer period of time.
结果新来的人第一天来的时候呢？
If another person, a new guy comes in,
你马上就想到你第一天来的情形。
You are immediately reminded of what happened on your first day.
他碰到的情形跟你从前第一天碰到的一模一样。
The situation that he's facing is exactly the same as your first day.
你没有义务要教导他。
There's no obligation for you to teach him.
完全看你感觉怎么样。
All depends on how you feel.
有的人呢，像我们一样都傻乎乎的。
Some people just like us, we're very naive.
Yeah, 比较灵巧的人呢，一进去就马上跟别人打招呼，说一些好话。
Some smarter people, when they come in, they will immediately start to greet people and say something.
你感觉好的时候，你马上帮忙他。
And when you have good feeling, you'll help him immediately.
所以当你在里面是你很有经验的，别人新来的人。
So when you have experience now, You have a new guy coming in.
如果他不跟你打招呼的话,
If he doesn't greet you,
你一定就要好好学点教训。
You will teach him some lessons.
你就不会主动的把这些事情告诉他。
You won't proactively tell him some things.
等到这个新来的人老练了以后呢,
And until this new guy become more experienced,
他也会记得你第一天是如何待他。
He will remember how you treated him the first day.
所以人和人之间的这个间隔就开始了。
So the interpersonal relationship have more and more gaps from now.
那我记得一个人。
I remember one person.
他跟我讲了一个事。
He told me a thing.
他说他后来在一个 group 里面做 leader.
That he became a leader in the group.
但下面有一个人挺聪明的。
But there's a guy within the team that's very smart.
他很担心。如果这个聪明的人将来有一天就取代他的位置。
He's very concerned that if one day this smart guy will replace him.
他就是 struggle, 到底要不要把一些好的东西告诉他。
So he struggles whether he needs to tell him all the good points.
那心里面呢就两个声音来来去去的。
So there are two voices inside of him fighting.
一个就说哎呀你如果告诉他将来他取得你的位置你就没有饭碗了。
One voice tells him, well, if he replaces you, then you will lose your job.
那另外一个声音又觉得是，哎呀，基督徒应该有爱心。
Another voice said, "A Christian should have love."
所以里面就很有竞争的。
So you have a lot of struggling inside.
甚至晚上睡觉都没办法睡好。
So he couldn't sleep at night.
后来他决定了。
So he decided.
我就靠着神的恩典呢，帮助这个人。
Through the grace of the Lord, I will help this guy.
他态度改变了以后呢
？After he changed his attitude，
就是为着那个人的好处来帮忙他。
So he helped him for that person's benefit。
所以那个人进步很快。
So he really improved a lot quickly。
那整个这个 group 的表现就很好。
And so this entire group's performance was very good。
那后来那个人因为觉得这个 leader 呢对他的好处他体会到。
So this person he felt the leader's goodness to him。
所以他对这个 leader 开始有尊敬。
So he started to respect this leader.
里面那个上级一看就知道了，这个 group 表现特别好。
The superior can immediately see that the performance of this group was very good.
也觉得这个 leader 呢，personality 很character 很好。
And he can see that the character of this leader was very good.
所以他讲那个见证就看见了。
So the testimony that he talked about, we can see from this.
Yeah, 如果是他是为着自己的话，保留自己的话呢，里面一定看见很多的这个很多的摩擦。
That if he reserves something for himself, there's going to be much friction.
那里面没有什么喜乐。
So there's not a lot of joy in the group.
结果呢，他为着主的见证的缘故呢。
But then for the testimony of the Lord.
心里面敞开来
He opened up his heart.
宁可放下自己
He was willing to put himself down.
结果就看见了
Then he see.
看见里面有喜乐
Then he saw that there's joy inside.
并且工作的时候呢喜乐能够一直在增加
So that the joy can increase more and more in his work.
所以当我们如果一直在围着自己的话
So if we keep on surround ourselves,
马上我们就发觉
you will immediately discover
里面的 burden 越来越重
that you will have more and more burden
里面的喜乐越来越少
that your joy will decrease
那什么时候我们靠着主的时候
so whenever we come back and rely on the Lord
那上头来的
that whatever comes from the heaven
能够万有之上的在我们中间
thatthe thing that he is above all things is among us
我们能够真实的能够愿意给出去
that we can truly be willing to give out
又看见了我们的主是愿意 it's more blessed to give than to receive
then from our Lord we can see that 施比受更为有福
并且你从这个过程的里面
that and through this process
当你喜乐生活的时候
that when you have a joyful life
你不用说什么话你旁边的人也看得出来
you don't need to say much and other people can see it
你今天生病去看医生
that today when you're sick and you go see a doctor
那医生可以 treat 你的 symptoms
the doctor can treat your symptoms
但是呢医生没有办法把喜乐给你
but the doctor cannot give you joy
圣经里面说
God, the Bible says
喜乐的心就是什么良药是不是
that joyful heart is good medicine
就是喜乐的心就是良药
That a joyful heart is good medicine
从前我还不知道
I didn't know about this before
过去有两次让我去身体检查
in the past there were twice in the past that I went to have a full body check
它有一个就是要 dynamic 做这个心电图的 dynamic test
so it didelectrocardiogram?
Yeah, 就是走那个 treadmill.
I had to run on the treadmill.
Yeah, 你们年轻不知道这些。
You young people, you don't know this.
不过你就要记得。
But you need to remember.
医生的喜乐都建筑在我们的痛苦上面。
That all the happiness of all the doctors are built upon our misery.
但结果怎么样呢？等那个做完了以后。
So what happened after it was done?
他说很好，那个医生就说很好。
The doctor said.It's very good.
这都是犹太人的医生，都是戴那个小帽子的。
All these they're Jewish doctors. They all had a yarmulke, on the head.
轮到我跟他讲了。
So now it's my turn to speak to him.
告诉他怎么样一个喜乐的人生。
So it's my turn to tell him how to have a joyful life.
因为很快就发觉呢。
Because very quickly you'll discover.
他们的信仰呢
？That their religion.
建筑在很多的恐惧上面
is built upon fear
就是对着神有敬畏但有很多的害怕
that there's a lot of reverence towards God there's a lot of fear
好像一提到神的名的时候他们好像都不敢怎么提
that when you talk about the name of God they dare not mentioning it
那我们觉得好像神在我们里面让我们喜乐与神同乐
but we feel that God inside of us allow us to be joyful together
那这个对他们来讲都是新的事
to them this is something that's new
所以我就觉得，当我们在圣经里面的话的时候
，So I feel that when we are in the Word of the Bible，
我们得着了这些话
，when we receive these words，
那经历了这些话
，when we experience through these words，
那这个话就成了我们的见证。
These words will become our testimony。
当我们喜乐的从里面出来的时候
，that when the joy comes from inside out，
你很自然的
，very naturally，
就在人的当中成为好的见证。
You will become a good witness among people。
而我们在这个生活，在这个世界里面
，but so when we live in this world。
那个就是我们刚刚念的那些经文
，just like what we read，
万事呢都、就是极其有限
，that all things are limited，
但神的话是极其的宽广
，but God's words are boundless。
你今天去看最先进的科学
，when you go see the most advanced technology，
最先进的科学
，the most advanced technology，
讲到后来的时候
，science， sorry，
比如说讲物理
，when it talks about the future in physics。
越讲越玄了。
It becomes more and more obscure.
Yeah, 三四十年以前讲这个黑洞。
30-40 years ago, when you talk about dark hole,
因为很多的
a black hole,
因为很多的律呢没有办法和谐的摆在一起。
Because a lot of the physical laws cannot mesh together.
然后一定要有这个黑洞。
So you must have the black hole.
那这个黑洞就是里面呢有个旋转，这个黑洞里面在旋转，旋转的速度呢大过光速。
So there's this swirl inside the black hole, and the speed of that swirl is even greater than the speed of light.
所以所有有形质的东西进去呢，都只能进出不来了。
So every matter that enters into it can only go in but not out.
所以讲到这里呢，人已经觉得很玄了。
So when we talk about this, it's beyond our imagination.
完全没办法证明了。
You cannot prove it.
那后来呢，又要有一个 antimatter.
But afterwards, there's something called antimatter, 反物质。
Yeah. 现在又要有一个 dark matter.
And there's something called dark matter.
就是根本看不见了，但是存在。
It is something that cannot be seen, but it exists.
后来现在还有一个叫做什么God particle.
It talks about 上帝的粒子。
所以你去读最先进的科学的话。
So when you go and talk about see the most advanced science.
你要相信的话。
If you need to believe it.
你的信心要这么大。
Your faith needs to be very great.
你相信圣经里面的真理的信心呢，这一点点就可以了。
But if you want to believe in the truth in the Bible, you only requires a little bit of faith.
所以当万事都有限的时候
，So when all things are limited，
你就看见人在这里用很多人的作为都加上来了。
You will see that there are many people that lay their hands on it。
那就变成好像越来越表面，越来越好像虚空了。
So it becomes more and more superficial, more and more in vain。
那圣经里面就讲了。
So the Bible says，
日光之下呢
，that under the sun。
就是捕风，就是捉影。
That it's all emptiness.
好像就是一个还原一样。
It's just like a circle.
Yeah, 就是一个 cycle.
It's a cycle.
就是风往南刮，又向北转，不住的旋转，又返回归回原位。
The wind blows north and south, and it cycles around into the original place.
Yeah, 江河都往海里流，海却不满。
That all the rivers flow towards the sea, but the ocean.It does not become filled.
然后江河从何处流呢？又归还何处
？But wherever did the river come from, it will return to its source.
所以当圣经把这些日光之下的事告诉我们的时候
，So when the Bible tells us about all these earthly things under the sun,
但我们人呢，就好像在这里想要追求更了解、更认识。
But our us men, we want to know more. We want to pursue more.
你看见那些。我们讲简单的话，你看见那些得 PhD 的人，你很羡慕。
To put simply, when you really admire those people who receive PhD degree.
Yeah. 等你哪天拿到的时候呢
？But one day when you receive it,
你就知道里面所精夸的就是劳苦愁烦。
You will see that everything that you boast about are all misery and difficulty and hardness.
还加上某种层次的虚伪。
And it will also have.A certain degree of fakeness.
因为你看，半夜十二点做实验，结果做不出来。
Because when you see that midnight, 12 o'clock, midnight, if you cannot have result on your lab,
卡在那里的时候
，and you are stuck,
哭笑不得
you don't know what to do.
结果你左右一看没有人，数据改一改。
So you see there's no one surrounding you, you will change the statistics.
真不真的,
it doesn't matter whether it's real or not. It's most important if the committee signs.
所以当你在这里面的时候呢?
So when you are inside of that situation,
所以你有了一些, 但是你却缺少了满足的喜乐,
you have gained some, but you don't have the complete joy inside of you.
我那个时候在查经班里面,
when I was in the Bible Study Fellowship,
Stephen's Tech 的查经班,
in Stephen's Institute of Technology,
我有个室友,
I had a roommate.
非常的聪明,
he was very smart.
他是台湾大学机械系毕业,
he was a mechanical engineer graduated from the Taiwan University.
然后呢, 每天晚上常常读书读到三四点,
so every night he studied till 3 or 4.
他有一天告诉我,
one day he told me,
他说我们这个班上有一个是你们参加查经班的,
that one of my classmates joined your Bible study fellowship.
Yeah, 他说这门课我得了 A+,
this class I received an A.
他说那个人得了一个 B.
That guy got a B.
他告诉我一件事哦，他说他的喜乐比我来的大。
But the guy who got received the B told me that he has more joy than I do.
那我说为什么？
Then I asked why.
他说我们得这个好成绩。
He said when we receive such a good grade.
因为老师会给homework 的时候给试题。
Because when the teacher will give us homework, four homework questions.
Yeah, 但我们怎么样呢? 一人做一题, 最后斗在一起, 交上去。
But what do? We divide it up. So one guy does one question, and we combine everything in the end, and we submit that.
对, 我们都 submit in time, on time.
We all submit it on time.
但是那些他这个查经班来的人呢?
But this guy who came to Bible study,
yeah, 他就一题一题自己做。
He did everything himself.
然后虽然迟了, 他就要求有 extension.
Even though he was late in submission, he asked for extension.
那他最后他得了一个B.
But then at last, he received a B.
那这个室友告诉我,
this thing told me one thing.
他的喜乐呢, 是心安理得的喜乐。
That his joy has no guilt inside of it.
那我们的喜乐呢, 里面有投机取巧的成分。
But our joy came from something that we use our cunningness to go through it.
Yeah, 所以当我们, 认识神以后,
so after we know the Lord,
我们不会轻易的呢, 把我们的良心出卖, 只为一点短暂的利益。
We will not give up our conscience just for a little bit of benefit.
你如果越 年纪越大的话就越知道我在说什么。
If you become older, the more you become older, you will know more of what I'm saying.
有时候真是持守不住, 为了一点小的东西呢, 结果失去了我们的良心的清白。
Sometimes we really cannot keep our hearts, that for a little bit of benefit, we give up the pureness of our conscience.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
每一次我们转向神的时候,
that every time when we turn towards him,
那一面有赦免之恩,
that one side that there's this forgiving grace,
能够叫我们的里面呢, 能够重新能够有正直的灵,
that once again we may have a spirit, the right spirit inside of us.
所以当我们, 立志在他里面的时候,
so when we have a will in him,
那就知道了,
then we will know.
那这个到底是从上头来的, 还从人间来的,
whether this came from heaven or from earth.
因为, 约翰福音第七章耶稣就说过了,
because in Gospel of John, Jesus said, chapter 7, he said,
你们如果立志遵行我的话,
that if you are determined to obey my words,
你就知道这个话呢, 是出于神呢, 还是我凭着自己说的,
then you will know that whether this word came from God or from myself.
因为当我们立志在这个话语里面的时候,
but because when you are determined in the word,
我们马上就感觉这个话是极其的宽广,
you will soon discover that these words are boundless,
并且呢把上头来的给了我们,
and it brought what's from heaven to us.
那跟我们世界里面的呢, 很不一样,
and it is very different from what's in the world.
有一次这个 Olympic, 这个, 就是 special 的 Olympic,
there's once 残障,
对对对,
残奥,
对, 有一个小孩子，有一个大概 teenager。
That there's a teenager。
他跑步跑得很快。
He ran very fast.
所以一开始跑这个200公尺呢，他就遥遥领先。
So in the beginning, he had a big lead in the first 200 meters.
但是终点前十个 meter 他停下来了。
But right before the goal, about 10 meters from the goal, he stopped.
他一直等呢，等到他的朋友来的时候呢，再一起跑。
He waited until all his friends came, and then he ran together with his friends.
他没有拿到 medal.
But he did not receive the medal.
但每个人都感觉到他里面那个 friendship 的宝贵。
But everyone felt the preciousness of the friend of this friendship that displayed. He displayed.
所以拿到那个 medal 的人，人家都已经忘记了。
So, for the ones who received the medal, they've already forgotten about it.
但这个 friendship 的事呢，看见的人心里面都深深的有印象。
But this matter of friendship, had a big impression on everyone.
所以我们心里面宝贵。
So inside of us, we really treasure something.
那耶稣来到我们中间的时候
，that when Jesus come among us,
那万有之上的告诉了我们
，that He who's above everything, He tells us.
那我们听见的时候呢
？So that when we hear.
然后经历的时候
，and when we experience，
我们越经历，我们就越觉得里头的宝贵。
The more we experience it, the more precious we will feel.
我讲两个字。
I let me tell you two things.
一个就是耶稣对撒玛利亚的妇人说
，one is that when Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman，
他说你喝了这个水呢，你还要再渴。
He said to her, "You will become thirsty again after you drink this water."
那你喝了我所赐给你的水呢
？But when you drink the water that came from me,
你就永远不渴。
You shall not be thirsty again.
这个水要在你的里面。
This water will be inside of you.
成为泉源，滋涌到永生。
It will become a spring into eternity.
那我们看了这个话，都是非常的羡慕。
When we see these words, we really admire it.
确实在这个世界里面呢喝了你还要再渴。
And it is true that in this world you will thirst again when you drink it.
那耶稣的水在我们的里面。
But when the living water come from Jesus is inside of us.
好像里面有个泉源能够涌出来。
That you have a spring that's overflowing with water.
但很可惜。
But unfortunately.
那很多人听见了这些话。
A lot of people when they hear this.
还是没有办法真正的体会。
They still cannot understand it.
还是喝了这个水，继续在渴。
After he drank the water, he's thirsty again.
那我们觉得就是要教导，继续教导了。
So we feel that we need to continue on teaching.
但我们在教导的时候，人家不听。
But when we teach them, they do not listen.
那我们甚至都觉得里面都作难。
And we have this hardship inside of us.
耐不住的时候
，when we cannot bear with it anymore，
我们就讲，真是朽木不可雕也。
We truly say that this is a rotten wood; it cannot be carved。
但我们就发觉呢
，but we discover
从上头来的
，that what's from above，
因为跟我们何等不一样。
It's truly different from us.
他知道很多的人喝了这个水还是在渴。
He knows that many people when he drinks this water, they will become thirsty again.
所以他在十字架上。
So on the cross.
他说我怎么样
What did he say?
啊，我渴了，是不是
？He said, "I am thirsty."
所以众人的软弱呢，都担在他的身上。
So all the weaknesses of men are.Was carried on him by him.
我们以为呢，他被神击打苦待了。
So we know that we thought that he was punished by God.
那他为我们的过犯受害。
That he was punished, that he was persecuted for our transgressions.
那为我们的罪孽压伤。
That he was oppressed for our sins.
那因他的鞭伤，我们得了医治。因他的刑罚，我们得了平安。
That because that we are healed because of his wounds, because of his punishment, that we gain peace.
所以我们马上就能够从这里体会，这是从上头来的。
So immediately we can feel that this came from above.
那我们能够体会。
But if we can, but we can understand it.
但我们经历的时候。
But when we experience it,
那觉得这个爱是何等的宝贵。
We can see that how precious this love is.
那我们都是觉得好像真理告诉你的，就是教导，就是教导，听不听的话就开始， 用一些比较严厉的言语。
We all think that this truth are taught to you, and we keep on teaching. If you don't listen, we use harsh words to teach.
看见这是长久的忍耐。
But when we see that this is everlasting patience,
那就是那生命里面的代价。
And this is a price that's paid in life.
所以当我们每一次经历这一切的时候，
But every time when we experience through this,
我们真是巴不得常常连接在这个生命的源头里。
We truly hope that we are often connected with the source of life.
那不单单领受。
Not only do we receive,
也盼望这个爱在我们的身上也能够活出来。
We also hope that this love can be lived out from our lives.
我们就发觉呢，那教会就是神的家。
Then we discover that church is the house of God.
也许我们在很多地方有缺乏。
Although we lack in many different aspects,
但是我们盼望在爱里面，神的爱，神的同在里面呢，能够有好的见证。
But we hope that in God's love, together we will bear good testimony.
还有一个。
And there's one, another point.
约翰福音第三章。
In Gospel of John chapter 3.
那耶稣说，
Jesus said,
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也要照样被举起来。
That how Moses raised up the serpent in the wilderness, the Son of Man will also be lifted up.
叫一切信他的都能够得永生。
That everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
那这个摩西举蛇的故事呢
？So the story of Moses raising up the serpent.
那发生在旷野。
It happened in the wilderness.
他们走这个以东山地的时候呢，山地很难走，他们就发怨言。
When they walked about the mountainous road of Edom, it was very hard to walk. So to tread. So they complained.
他们抱怨摩西，也抱怨神。
They complained to Moses, and they complained against God.
结果神就让火蛇在他们的中间咬死一些人。
So God allowed the serpent of fire to bite some of them.
那他马上就发觉抱怨神这个事得罪神了。
So Moses immediately discovered that it was a sin. The complaint was a sin against God.
然后就请摩西祷告神。
They discovered that was a sin. So they asked Moses to pray to God.
摩西祷告神的时候，神就指示摩西做一条铜蛇，做一条火蛇。
So when Moses prayed to God, God instructed him to build a serpent out of copper.
A serpent of fire. 摩西就做了一个铜蛇举起来。
So he made a copper, and he raised it up.
然后望这个蛇的人呢，都得了医治。
Everyone who looked upon this serpent was healed.
这是摩西在旷野举蛇的故事。
This is the story of Moses raising up the serpent in the wilderness.
要是我们的话呢
？If it is us,
就是要教导不要抱怨，不要抱怨，不要抱怨。
We will continue on teaching. Do not complain. Do not complain.
那抱怨的结果就是这样子。
This is the result of complaining.
但是这个没有办法真正解决问题。
But this cannot truly solve the problem.
那我们里面都有这些情感，都有这些我们自己的意念会在。
Because inside of us, we all have our own opinion and emotions.
就是你最多能够做的话，就压抑自己，压抑自己，再压抑。
The most you can do is to suppress yourself and more and more.
对，耶稣来的时候说。
But when Jesus came, he said.
那摩西在旷野怎样举蛇？
How Moses raised up the serpent in the wilderness.
那人子也要被举起来。
That the same thing will happen to the Son of Man. He will be lifted up as well.
这是第三章第十五节。
This is chapter 3, verse 15.
那第十六节就说了。
In verse 16, he said.
就说神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his one and only son.
叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以当他被举起来的时候
，So when he was raised up,
他说成了。
He said, "It is done."
不是好像好像完了，或者他在说 "It is accomplished."
He said, "This is the end." He said, "This is done. This is accomplished."
所有的罪孽都在他的身上。
He bear all of our sins.
讲出来的抱怨，没有讲出来的抱怨。
That there's no complaining from him.
那都担在他的身上。
Everything, he bear everything.
然后说 it is accomplished.
And he said, 成了。
因此我们从在他的里面
so inside of him
我们就看见了神是爱
so in him we can see that God is love
所以每一次我们在这里聚集的时候
so that every time when we gather together
这是万有之上的爱和真理现在我们的中间
that love and truth that is above everything
因此每一次我们来到这里
it is among us so every time when we come
能够在这个关系的里面呢
That inside of this relationship,
一面借着悔改能够蒙他的悦纳
that in, on one side through repentance we may gain his we may be pleasing to him.
也借着他的同在
and through but also through his because he's with us.
让我们里面的基督能够更好的在这里得到供应成长
that the Christ within us can grow, can be supplied.
我们从小到大
So, so you see that when we grow up from when we are little,
也有很多的人赦免我们。
There are many people who have who forgave us.
就有的时候有了罚单，有的时候需要缴 fine， 人家赦免我们。
Sometimes when you receive a ticket, you have a fine, but it is forgiven.
但是你会发觉呢
？But you will discover.
很多的赦免里面呢，都有一些其他的目的在。
That a lot of the forgiveness, they had other purpose behind it.
那没有一个赦免呢，是把我们放在他的利益前面。
That there's no forgiveness that's, that put our benefit before his.
甚至呢，赦免付一个代价呢，愿意把自己的身体都能够献上。
To a point that he's willing to forgive, that to a point that he was willing to give up his own life for you.
所以当我们在一起聚集的时候
so when we gather together here
我们所分享我们所得着的呢从上头来的爱好像在生命里面把神自己的心意显出来了
what we receive here what we gain here is like God's love coming from above
yeah God's love from above, above will be real in us
will be real in us
所以当我们在这里生活的时候
so when we live here
神的爱在我们的身上有出口
that there's an opening for God's love
我们就看见
then we can see
满足的喜乐在我们的当中
that complete joy is among us
神的同在一直在我们的中间
that God is among us
所以当这个爱越丰富的时候
so when this love become more and more abundant
我们越能够在卑微的当中让神的爱能够显出来
that in humbleness we can in humility that God's love can be revealed
我用一个简单的话来讲
to put it simply
在如果你家里面有三岁五岁的小孩
if you have a 3-year or 5-year old child in your house
那五岁的小孩有一个很好的玩具
the 5-year old kid has a good toy
那有一天三岁拿去玩
then one day the 3-year old took it
那结果呢五岁的呢就把它抢过来了
this 5-year old took it back
然后三岁的就哭起来了。
This three-year-old started to cry.
那你父母听见了。
Then your parents heard this.
你要来判断这个事，你怎么判断
？If you want to judge this circumstance, how are you going to judge it?
啊
？How are you going to evaluate it?
老大说，他拿了我的玩具，没有我的 permission.
The older kid said, without my permission, he took my toy.
所以他按照律法来讲呢，他最有理了。
So through the law, he is very reasonable.
在你做父母决定的时候，你是怎么决定
？So, if you're the parent, how are you going to do it? How are you going to? What are you going to do?
你是责备那个有理的呢，还是怎么样
？Do you blame the ones? Do you teach the one that has the good reasoning, or what else do you do?
你们自己做父母就知道了。
If you become parents, you will know.
我们在这里，我们不是不顾理。
When we come here, it is not that we disregard rationale or reasoning.
那更宝贵的就是爱在我们的当中。
But what's more precious is that love is among us.
如果你用道理来看的话呢，一定老大有理。
If you use ways of reasoning, you will see that well, the older kid, he is more justified.
那你讲到爱的时候呢，就是盼望呢，越大的时候越能够有这个包容，越大的时候呢越有忍耐。
But when you talk about when you talk about love, you truly hope that the older one, Because he's older, he will have more tolerance and patience.
所以当你越长大的时候
So when you grow older and older,
人家误解你
when others misunderstand you,
或者有些不同的观点
or when you have different opinions,
但你就能够为着爱的缘故呢，越能够卑微在神的面前
that for the reason of love, you can all humble down in front of God.
路加福音第二章
in Luke, Gospel of Luke chapter 2,
耶稣十二岁的时候
when Jesus was 12,
那这一家去圣殿里面过 Passover, 过逾越节。
Yeah, they went to this whole, his whole family went to the temple to celebrate Passover.
结果回去的路上过了一天，耶稣的父母才发觉耶稣没有跟他们走。
So after one day on the way going back home, they discovered that Jesus was not with them. With them.
他们又花了一天多的时间回到圣殿里面。
So they spend more than one day to come back to the temple.
所以发觉耶稣住在殿里面呢，律法师的当中，一面发问呢，也一面在这里回答。
So they discovered that Jesus was in the temple among the teachers of the law, and they were doing questioning and answering.
那耶稣的母亲就说了。
Then Jesus' mother said,
yeah, 我和你的父亲伤心来找你。
That your father and I have been anxious searching for you.
然后耶稣讲了。
Then Jesus said,
耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
Jesus said, why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
Yeah, 他所说的话呢，他的父母不能够明白。
But they did not understand what he was saying to him.
所以你讲道理的话呢，他是真理都在他那里的。
So when he speaks, all the truth was with him, was there.
但是五十一节。
But verse 51.
他就同他们下去，跟他的父母下去，回到拿撒勒。
Then he went down to Nazareth with them.
并且顺从他们。
And was obedient to them.
十二岁的小孩。
A 12-year-old kid.
Yeah, 父母不能够了解。
Even though the parents could not understand.
但怎么样呢？
But what did he do?
他没有在这里坚持。
But he did not, he did not hold on to his opinion.
没有在这里闹革命。
He did not have a revolution right there.
同他们回去。
That he went along with them.
回拿撒勒。
Went down, went back to Nazareth.
并且顺从他们。
And was obedient to them.
所以当你在家里面。
So when you're at home,
你的身量比较长一点的时候。
For you who has grown a little bit more.
愿爱的capacity 在你的身上也显为真实。
We hope that the capacity of love can become true in your life.
可能比你年长的人没有办法完全了解你从爱里面的出发点。
Maybe some people who are older than you cannot understand where you are coming from in love.
但你没有因为这些真理或者辩论的事。
But you did not because of these arguments and quarrel.
起一些不必要的摩擦。
That you create some unnecessary friction.
反而能够在爱心的里面。
But instead, you can be in love.
能够看见凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
That you can see that it is all about patience, perseverance, and tolerance and love.
因为我们相信。
Because we believe.
爱呢，永不止息。
That love never perishes.
所以在这个爱心的里面。
So that in love.
那因为神同在的缘故。
Because God is with us.
让我们里面有一个满足的盼望。
That we may have a complete joy.
那并且有满足的喜乐。
That we can have a complete hope and complete joy.
也许我们外面很多东西我们都没有。
Maybe that on the surface, on the outside, we don't have much.
但是在神那里。
But to God,
是有满足的喜乐。
But in God, that we have a complete joy.
那并且是永远的福乐。
And that is an everlasting blessing and
但愿主的话
and pleasure. So,
能够在你我的当中成为真实。
How we hope that God's words can become true in our lives.
万有以上的心意。
That the will from the one that's above everything.
在我们的当中成为一个真实的见证。
That may become a true testimony among us.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主
，Dear Lord，
我们谢谢你，让我们有机会一同坐在你的脚前。
We thank you for having the opportunity to sit in front of you。
我们何等需要你的恩典，也何等需要你的怜悯。
We truly need your grace and need your mercy。
但愿你的血再次能够洁净我们。
We hope that your blood can once again cleanse us.
好让你的话在我们的心中有落脚之处。
So that your words may set foot in a foothold in our hearts.
愿你的恩典和真理。
May your grace and your truth
能够丰丰满满的在我们的当中。
Can be with us abundantly.
并且我们都领受了。
That we have all received it.
而且是恩上能够加恩。
And that it's grace upon grace.
但愿你测不透的丰富
，May all that is a mystery, mysterious abundance，
过于我们所求所想的，成全在我们的当中。
That everything that's more than what we can imagine be accomplished among us，
好让我们多能够体会一些
，So that we may understand more，
在你里头那满足的喜乐
，That the complete joy inside of you，
叫我们一生一世因着你的缘故
，So that our whole life because of you，
一面是远离了你的震怒。
That one side we are far away from your wrath,
并且能够有满足的喜乐
and that we can have a complete joy.
我们一生一世能够欢呼喜乐的生活
that our whole life we can shout in joy and live on.
我们谢谢主
we thank our Lord.
听我们的祷告
listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.